Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The Senate on Friday voted to override President Trump's veto of the annual defense spending bill. The House also voted to override earlier in the week. It was the first override of the Trump presidency. The vote came as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. has passed 20 million. That's nearly twice as many as the number two country, India. It's also almost one quarter of all cases globally. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's optimistic about 2021.
As we begin the first year of this new decade, preparing to inaugurate a new president and inoculate the country against this virus, the American people have reason to hope.
Many low-wage workers across the country got a much-needed raise on New Year's Day as 20 states and 32 cities and counties hiked the minimum wage. But some politicians and small business advocates say the raises should be delayed as many small businesses struggled during the pandemic. NPR's James Jones has more.
The wage increases range from a few cents an hour to a dollar or more. That would be a big help to workers who haven't seen a federal minimum wage hike in more than a decade. Critics worry the boost will put more strain on small businesses that have been devastated by the economic fallout from the pandemic, and politicians in several states are calling for a pause. But the pandemic has also raised awareness of the essential role played by low-wage workers, and several studies reveal that a large portion of those workers were better off taking unemployment benefits bolstered by a $300 per week federal supplement than taking a new low-wage job. James Jones, NPR News.
Congress has restored Medicaid payments to Pacific Islanders legally residing in the U.S. That move comes as part of a military and economic treaty. As Jacqueline Froelich with member station KUAF reports, the entitlement has been unavailable to these legal immigrants for decades.
Over 100,000 migrants from the Federated States of Micronesia, Palau, and the Marshall Islands live in the U.S., and Marshallese Consul General Eldon Alec says many cannot afford insurance.
I think it's just very fortunate that the U.S. government has now reinstated our Medicaid because, you know, we don't want any more people to die.
COVID-19 surged through Northwest Arkansas last year, home to 12,000 Marshallese who experienced cases at a rate of 400% higher than in the general population. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville.
The Ohio State Buckeyes are heading to the college football championship game later this month after thrashing the Clemson Tigers Friday night 49-28. The Buckeyes were a 7-point underdog. Quarterback Justin Fields threw for 385 yards and 6 touchdowns, and Trey Sermon tore up the Clemson defense for 193 yards. Alabama, meanwhile, beat Notre Dame 31-14 in the other semifinal game. Notre Dame has lost 7 consecutive New Year's 6 games in the last 20 years. This is NPR. The UK is beginning 2021 on its own. Its separation from the EU is now official. Terry Schultz reports on what's changing with the end of the post-Brexit transition period.
4.5 years after citizens in the UK narrowly voted to leave the European Union, and a year after it officially did that, the changes brought about by Brexit are finally taking effect. In a New Year message, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called it an amazing moment.
We have our freedom in our hands, and it is up to us to make the most of it.
There are now limitations on travel and residency between the EU and UK. While the trade and customs deal concluded Christmas Eve avoids taxes and quotas on products crossing the channel, most traders must now fill in customs declarations, and some goods will require special certificates. The EU started border checks today. The UK will do so in 6 months. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Just 2 days before the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike that killed a top Iranian general, the commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard says his country is prepared to respond to any military action from the U.S. The general made his comments at a ceremony in Tehran. Tensions have risen in the region in recent weeks. The U.S. has been having B-52 bombers fly over the area and recently sent a nuclear submarine into the Persian Gulf. Iran also announced on Friday a move to enrich uranium close to weapons-grade levels. A search for a boat missing for 3 days after leaving the Bahamas for Florida has been called off. Coast Guard officials say they searched for more than 80 hours for the craft. About 20 people are believed to be on board that missing ship. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.